Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
It's been said that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Vigilance is defined as carefully noticing problems or signs of danger. I'd say more simply, it's never letting your guard down. And that's important when it comes to Montana's legislature and the courts. Both make policies that affect our everyday lives, both are extremely powerful, and both have to be watched closely to make sure they do the right thing. Unfortunately, we've noticed that Montana's Supreme Court is about to do something that directly violates the will of the people, and we need your help to make sure that it doesn't happen. 2 years ago, during the 2011 legislative session, we fought hard for a bill that would require abortion providers to notify the parents of a teenager before performing an abortion. It was meant to bring parents into the loop and stop groups like Planned Parenthood from performing surgery on minors in secret. It was a long, hard battle, but eventually the bill made its way to Governor Schweitzer's desk, where it was promptly vetoed. Undeterred, Republicans in the House and Senate immediately regrouped and passed the same bill as a ballot referendum, which bypasses the governor and goes straight to the people for a vote. It was placed on the November 2012 ballot, and you know the rest of the story. Voters passed the referendum by a 71% margin, saying in effect, we demand the right to be involved in our children's lives. Now, unfortunately, the law is being threatened. It contains a provision called a judicial bypass mechanism, where a girl who might be the victim of abuse in her own family can petition the youth court to have the notification requirement waived. If the youth court judge finds reasonable cause to grant the petition, the girl can then proceed with the abortion without notifying her parents. If the court denies the petition, she has the right to an expedited appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. This is where it gets sticky. The court is in the process of developing the actual rules that will govern the proceedings, and in reviewing the proposed rules, we found a huge loophole that will in effect nullify the entire law. What they're proposing is a rule that gives the court 72 hours to review the youth court decision. If the Supreme Court doesn't complete the review in 72 hours, then the youth court denial would be automatically overturned. Seriously, if the Supreme Court chooses not to act, then every single waiver of notification would be automatically granted. This is 180 degrees out of step with the will of the people, and it runs contrary to the normal practice of the court. In his response to the proposed rule, Montana Attorney General Tim Fox sent a letter to the court saying, quote, "The proposed rule turns conventional appellate review on its head. Courts of appeal typically give deference to a lower court's factual findings, especially whereas here the youth court will have provided a written record of its findings and conclusions. The proposed rule as written institutionalizes a structural mistrust of lower court decisions that is as unwarranted as it is unprecedented." End quote. If you agree, as we do, that this is a bad idea, please call Lisa Russell at the Montana Family Foundation for instructions on how to write a letter to the court. We only have 2 weeks before this proposed rule becomes permanent. Our phone number is 628-1141. That's 628-1141. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.